I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
In the WGXC community calendar, there's all kinds of local community events and concerts like American singer-songwriter Angel Olsen and Nashville indie folk singer-songwriter Aaron Ray perform February 8th at the Bearsville Center in Woodstock. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org and add your event there in the community calendar.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
This is a red alert. Please remain calm. Every precaution will be taken for your protection. Keep your radio tuned to this place on the dial throughout the alert period for information. Telephone service to your home may be cut off to permit military and civil defense authorities to carry out vital operations. Take shelter in your basement or in your nearest shelter area. If you can plug in your radio in the basement, take it with you. Use a portable radio set if you have one. Otherwise, turn up the volume of your radio so that you can hear it in the basement. Keep calm. Don't lose your head. This station will continue to stay on the air throughout the alert period to bring you authentic information and official instructions. Refuse to listen to unauthorized rumors or broadcasts. This is your official broadcast.
In accordance with the authority vested in me, I hereby declare a emergency to exist.
Seems to take me out of my mind. Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, youth radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Georgia, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Fatia. I'm 9 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library. I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here this week to talk about some books.
Books we love.
Books we hate.
And bookish.
And bookish things.
That's true. That's what we do.
As always.
Whoops. We lost Georgia. Who wants to get us started today? How about Fatia? What did you have to share with us?
I have like this book, a Christmas one.
Oh, we're going through the holidays.
Yeah.
Nice. I think you have a Halloween and a Thanksgiving book that you've shared with us already. And I think an Eid book too.
Yeah, I think I did.
Nice. So what can you tell us about this book? So it's a book you've made.
Yeah. Chapter 1. On Christmas, people celebrate something like giving presents on Christmas Day, which Santa does, and having fun. People also eat food like a roast turkey, turkey stuffing, mashed potatoes, gravy, and green beans. Sometimes people also celebrate by putting a Christmas tree and decorating it. And that's the end. And I also like wrote some of this. The first recorded date of Christmas being celebrated on December 25 in 336 BCE during the time of the Roman Empire. It's now a public holiday in many parts of the world. And that's the end.
Nice. Like these little intros to the holidays that you do.
Yeah.
People have all different ways of celebrating holidays. One of our favorite ones is, so on the tree, we have a special ornament that is a glass, like a shiny glass pickle. And somebody hides the pickle ornament on the tree. And then we all try to find it first, and whoever finds it gets a prize. Although when my sister moved abroad, she packed up all of the Christmas ornaments and stored them away. So then when we started celebrating at different places, wherever we met up with her, I decided to get a new ornament that we could do that with. So I got a Brussels sprout. So it's a glass Brussels sprout. It's the most beautiful Brussels sprout you've ever seen. It's really fun.
Yeah, like a lot of people, like I saw like a lot of my classmates told me that they like they hide like the ornament and they have to find it. And I think it's from like Jewish people, maybe.
That your friends that do that, you think they're Jewish?
Yeah, some Jewish people do that at Christmas time.
Oh, well, I know that. So I'm half Jewish. And so I know that maybe what you're thinking of is as like a Jewish tradition. Not all families do this, but I know my family does. On Hanukkah, when we have Hanukkah dinner, sometimes like the oldest in the family, usually like grandparents, my grandparents, this is like a grandparents family tradition. Usually someone goes and like hides the matzah, and then the kids have to go and find it and they get a present.
Do you do that on Hanukkah or Passover?
Oh, Passover. Sorry.
I was like, you do that on Hanukkah too. That's cool.
I'm sorry. I'm really tired. I've had a long, long day and I lost like 2 hours of sleep last night. I could hardly keep my eyes open all day. I'm so tired.
That is a really fun part of Passover though. And I get, so we often have hosted Passover. And so I'm tasked with hiding the afikoman.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I always get really nervous that someone's going to see me get up with it and go to hide it. And I get really nervous about it. I'm always really anxious about it. I'm like, how am I going to do this? Where am I going to hide it? And then nobody ever notices. It helps that they have something they're reading in front of them. And I get up a lot to like check on the food. So, but it's really fun. I like when holidays can throw in a little hide and seek, you know? Cool. Well, I love seeing your books. I wish our radio listeners could see the pictures, but alas, they cannot. So Georgia, what did you want to talk about today?
So I am reading I finished it just a few days ago. It's a book called The Apothecary. I don't know how to pronounce it. The Apothecary, I think. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to read the description because I have so much to say about this book that I don't need a description. But it is so good. I just finished it and I am currently reading the sequel, which is pretty good so far. But the first book is so good. basically, it's about the main character named Janie, who moves from Hollywood to England, and she meets this boy named Benjamin. She moved from Hollywood because her parents were being followed and accused of being communists. So they were being like followed by the government. And so they moved to London, and she meets this boy at school named Benjamin, and his dad is an apothecary, which is like a basically a like British pharmacist. And so then the apothecary is kidnapped. And so then Benjamin and Janie go on this huge, exciting adventure. And yeah, it's so, 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 so good. And yeah, and I'm on the second book. Something really interesting about the book, though, it's at the end, but it's not going to really spoil much. It's just, so Benjamin gives Janie a like potion. So her memory, she'll lose her memory of everything that happened in the book. So in the end of the first book and the beginning of the second book, she's sort of slowly figuring out what's going on. And it's so interesting. And something else cool about it is the first book is told in first person from Janie, and the second book is told like from Janie's perspective. I just got onto the part two, which is actually from Benjamin's perspective, because they're separated, but I won't spoil it much further. It's so good though. Totally would recommend. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
I do not know who it is by.
It's Mail Malloy. I don't know if I say their first name right, but M-A-I-L-E, I think. Malloy.
Yes, that's it. Did you look it up already?
I think last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever I last saw you, you mentioned that you had just started it.
Oh, yeah.
And well, I had forgotten who wrote it, but I remember when that first came out and it got a lot of really great reviews. I've never read it, but it's a good sign when you dive straight into the second book.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you if you were going to read more of the series, but then you told me.
My English teacher, she recommended it to me. So you know who you are if you're listening, but you probably won't be, because you probably won't be happening to listen to this radio program right now, because you would have no way to know that I am on it. Mwahaha.
You could tell them.
They
could listen to it on the website.
That's true.
Not on the radio.
That is true. I honestly don't like to tell people. I like to be like, have this secret. Be my sort of secret. Yeah, it's
your
like
secret club.
Yes, it's like my little secret thing. And I like to just be mysterious about it with my friends. And so if they ask, like, why can't you come over today? I'll be like, I have a thing. And they're like, what thing? And I'm like, a thing, just
a thing.
A little after school thing. I like to keep it mysterious.
Just hanging out with the librarian and my other friends.
Yep,
that's it.
Just on the radio all day.
Well, I don't have a recent read to share today because two things. One is I've been spending most of my reading time reading a book called Great Women Painters, which I mentioned on the show before, which is a really cool coffee table style, like big format art book that highlights, I forget how many, but hundreds of women painters from across time, around the world. And it's really interesting. You get like a little blurb about them and a sample of their artwork, just one painting each. Except for in the case of, there was one artist so far where they had multiple works because the artist was a miniaturist. So they painted these tiny, tiny paintings, mostly on ivory, which was fashionable and not deemed awful at the time. But for that, they showed multiple miniatures. But most of them, it's one painting. And but I've been having fun with each artist. I look them up online to see other works. And for contemporary artists or artists who have active foundations, I've been following them on social media so that I can have access to more of their work over time. Maybe see if they have any special exhibits in places that are accessible to me. So I highly suggest that book. I think it just came out last year. Found it on a best like recent art books list and decided to check it out. It's really good. So I've been spending most of my time reading that when I have reading time. But last night I was like, I'm going to read a graphic novel because I have a pile of graphic novels to read. I was like, I'm going to read one that I can talk about on the show. And most of the ones I had were adult ones. And I found one that had the word young on the call number. And I was like, oh, I should read this one because it's a young adult graphic novel. And I read it and I was like, that's weird that they put this in the young adult section. It's rated mature and it seems like it has more adult content than you would usually have in like a teen collection. And then just this morning, I realized that it's not young adult. The author's name is Scotty Young. So I'm not going to talk about that book. But for adult readers out there, it's called The Me You Love in the Dark. And it's a ghost story, haunted house ghost story featuring an artist who rents a place to kind of get away from the hustle and bustle of the city and go find some inspiration and create some new art for an upcoming show. And they find out the house is haunted and they're like, perfect. And then they end up meeting the thing that haunts the house and forming a complex relationship with that creature. Wasn't my favorite graphic novel, but I think I was describing it to my husband this morning and he was like, oh, it sounds like something Amelia might like, who's our resident graphic novel horror fan. So if Amelia's listening, she might want to check it out. But it's not a young adult graphic novel. Horror. You are a resident graphic novel fan, but she's a resident horror graphic novel fan.
True.
But so what I wanted to share today is some new releases. We just got a lovely package of young adult fiction today, and I thought I would share the descriptions for those. Two of the ones we got today, I've already mentioned the descriptions as books that I was excited for that were coming out. So I'm only going to share the other ones that came. But the ones that came out that I'd already shared were The Love Match by Priyanka Taslim and For Lamb by Lisa Klein Ransom. So I will read the descriptions for these because I have not read them yet. So the first one I'll mention is called We Are All So Good at Smiling, and it's by Amber McBride, who was a National Book Award finalist for their book Moth. And this is a novel in verse, which I know you all know, and maybe our listeners know. I love a good novel in verse. Here's the description for that. Whimsy is back in the hospital for treatment of clinical depression. When she meets a boy named Fairy, she recognizes they both have magic in the marrow of their bones. After they are released, Fairy and his family move to the same neighborhood as Whimsy. The two friends come to realize that their lifelines may have twined and untwined many times before. They are both terrified of the forest at the end of Marsh Creek Lane. The forest whispers to Whimsy. The forest might hold the answers to the part of Fairy he feels is missing. They discover that the forest holds monsters, fairy tales, and pain that they have both been running from for the past 11 years. And soon they understand that the only way out is through. Here is a harrowing and soulful novel in verse about depression, friendship, fairy tales, and how we are never as alone as we believe we are. I'm very much looking forward to reading this one. It sounds like it could be have its tough moments, but also be beautiful and moving. And then I don't know if it's because Valentine's Day is coming up, but there's a whole bunch of love-related stories. So the next one I'll share is Highly Suspicious and Unfairly Cute by Talia Hibbert. And she's the author of Get a Life, Chloe Brown, which is a very popular book. And here is the description. Bradley Graham is pretty much perfect. He's a star football player, manages his OCD well enough, and comes out on top in all his classes, except the ones he shares with Selena Bangura. They used to be best friends until Brad decided he was too cool for conspiracy theory obsessed Celine and literally abandoned her for the popular kids table. At least that's how Celine sees it. These days, there's nothing between them but insults and academic rivalry. Officially, Brad hates her guts and the feeling is very mutual. So when Celine signs up for a two-part survival course in the woods, the last thing she expects is to find Brad right beside her. Forced to work as a team for the chance to win the grand prize, Celine and Bradley must trudge through not just mud and dirt, but their messy past. As this adventure brings them closer together, they start to remember all the good parts of their history. But has too much time passed, or just enough to spark a whole new kind of relationship? Bestselling author Talia Hibbert's debut YA rom-com delivers a cheeky laugh-out-loud story about a quirky content creator and a clean-cut athlete testing their abilities to survive the great outdoors and each other. I've never heard of a survival course in the woods. I think I would have been into that as a kid, maybe, depending on the year and what happens in the survival course. But that sounds really fun. different change of pace from the previous one. Then next up, we have Friday, I'm in Love by Cameron Garrett. And this book arrived today, and
I love that song so much.
I got the song in my head, and I was like, why is this song in my head? There must have been a book that came in that was called that. And then I checked, and it was, in fact, that. I just glanced at it and got the song in my head. So here's the description for this one. Mahalia Harris wants. She wants a big, sweet 16 like her best friend Naomi. She wants the super cute new girl, Siobhan, to like her back. She wants a break from worrying about money, snide remarks from white classmates, pitying looks from church ladies, all of it. Then inspiration strikes. It's too late for a sweet 16, but what if she had a coming out party? A singing, dancing, rainbow cake eating celebration of queerness on her own terms. The idea lights a fire in her, and soon Mahalia is scrimping and saving, taking on extra hours at her after-school job, trying on dresses, and awkwardly flirting with Siobhan, all in preparation for the coming out of her dreams. But it's not long before she's buried in a mountain of bills, unfinished schoolwork, and enough drama to make her English lit teacher blush. With all that responsibility on her shoulders, Mahalia wonders if her party will be over before it's even begun. A love letter to romantic comedies, sweet 16 blowouts, black joy, and queer pride, Friday I'm in Love is a novel about finding yourself, falling in love, and celebrating what makes you you. And the cover has confetti on it. Woo!
Woo! That sounds so good.
And a really pretty dress.
That sounds so good, though. Is that young adults? Or cool. I will make sure to read that.
That sounds really great.
To plug my device in. Okay. But I just want to say, I love the song Friday I'm in Love. And I think that's a great book title. And I can't believe someone hasn't done that before. And also, a band called Yola Tango did a cover of the song. That I love the cover. I like the original more, but the cover is good too. And I was named after the drummer in Yola Tango. So.
Oh, really?
Not the state. The drummer. Much cooler, in my opinion.
The state's pretty cool, though.
No offense to Georgia.
They've got great beaches. And beaches.
And Savannah sounds awesome. But I think Atlanta, the drummer is cooler a little. No offense to Georgians, though.
One of our most avid listeners is from Georgia originally.
Really?
Apologize. Just kidding.
Oh.
Yeah, my husband grew up in Georgia, and he listens every week. Shout out to Michael. And to
you
the state of
in
Georgia.
The country, Georgia?
No, in the state of Georgia.
Oh, that makes more sense.
So, moving along, I have one more book to share. It is called The Wrong Kind of Weird by James Ramos. And I've never read anything from him. I don't know if they're a debut author, maybe. Which is always fun to find a new author that you want to read more from. So here is the description. Cameron Carson has a secret with the power to break apart his friend group. Cameron Carson, member of the Geeks and Nerds United, GANU, that's what the acronym is, club, has been secretly hooking up with student council president, cheerleader, theater enthusiast, and all-around queen bee, Carla Ortega, since the summer. The one problem, what was meant to be a summer fling between coffee shop co-workers has now evolved into a clandestine senior year entanglement where Carla isn't intending on blending their friend groups anytime soon or at all. Enter Mackenzie Briggs, who isn't afraid to be herself or wear her heart on her sleeve. When Cameron finds himself unexpectedly bonding with Mackenzie and repeatedly snubbed in public by Carla, he starts to wonder who he can truly consider a friend and who might have the potential to become more. It's a little love triangle. Complicated love triangle for our teen readers. I just love a nice geeky protagonist. That's really where it's at. Geeks and Nerds United.
Oh,
I wonder
yeah.
what the club is like. Like what happens at a Geeks and Nerds United club meeting? I just don't know. I might fit in though. I'm a bit of a geek and a nerd. I'm not sure which I'm more of.
I'd say you're more of a nerd.
Aw. I don't know if that's an odd moment.
No, that's a good
thing.
It's
like the right response.
Geeks is like not a very good thing. Nerds is a good thing.
Really?
Well, they're both used, not the best, but geeks is worse.
I mean, I like them all, but I would think most people would think that geeks were maybe potentially cooler than nerds, but I think all of them are super cool.
Oh, same. Just I'm saying. More of a nerd than a geek.
Many of my favorite people are nerds and geeks.
Same. My bestie is a nerd, Jada. Miss Jada, who I miss so. Jada, if you are hearing me, I call to thou to come back to me now. I'm Shakespeare.
Come back.
Jada used to be on the show, for anyone that didn't know. And she's also my best friend. And she moved.
We miss Jada.
She moved to Florida. She moved. Why? Leaving me back here.
She left me with a plant. They brought me a giant plant before they left. They were like rehoming their plants.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It definitely needs some repotting at this point. Yeah. But anyways, we're just about out of time for today.
No!
But we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week
to talk about some more books. But until then, happy reading!